right, you guys. Here it is, right here. Turn it up fucking loud. A little bit of Rancid there for you guys. What's going on? Welcome to episode 43 of Drawing the Line with Sunny Salem, right here on Cheap Heat and Cheap Pops. I'm sure you guys noticed that I did not do my Being the Elite review for this week. I watched it, but I have to say, after last week's All Elite Dynamite, I was just so excited for the Impact episode that aired this evening that nothing else has kind of been on my radar. I did watch Being the Elite. I think the takeaways from that were just simply the Dark Order was setting up whiskey traps for Hangman Page. Hangman Page, of course, falls for it, but the Dark Order is too drunk to really capitalize on recruiting him. And he hears the announcement that Kenny Omega is the new All Elite Champion, and he leaves. Second newsworthy item coming out of Being the Elite for this week is the Young Bucks telling Brandon Cutler that Kenny's done something he's been teasing to do for a while, and that he's gone heel. So there's kind of your tie-in to what we saw on All Elite Dynamite and leading into tonight. Of course, the news of the wrestling community right now is the partnership between Impact and All Elite Wrestling. I think that a lot of people think this is going to be like a merger, and as far as I can tell, it is not. It is simply going to be a partnership. So I was so excited for tonight's show, and I was also excited knowing that there was going to be a lot of extra eyes on the Impact product tonight, and I think it's deserved. So let's get into Impact for December 8th, 2020. We started off with footage from All Elite Dynamite, Winter is Coming. We see the highlights of Mox versus Omega, the controversial ending, of course, and Omega and Don Callis leaving. We then see footage of a bus arriving at the Skyway Studios in Nashville, where Impact tapes, and Josh Matthews lets us know that he will be interviewing Kenny Omega and Don Callis later on in the show, and he will be doing so on the bus. We kicked off the in-ring action this week with Josh Alexander of the North with Ethan Page versus Chris Sabin of the Motor City Machine Guns with Alex Shelley. Now, when I saw this match was the first match, I was really excited. I love both these guys, and this match definitely did not disappoint. There was lots of back and forth to start, both these guys looking impressive. Josh Alexander, of course, using a slower technical pace. Chris Sabin is speeding it up. Josh Alexander catches Chris Sabin's Hurricanrana and power bombs him onto his knee. That was pretty nice. Chris Sabin with a standing style Shining Wizard. That was also pretty impressive. Ethan Page starts yelling at Josh Alexander. Josh Alexander starts getting frustrated. Chris Sabin takes advantage and is able to get a jackknife cover for the win. I thought this was a really good opener, I have to say, especially with all the extra eyes being on Impact. What a great first match to show to the fans and to the new people tuning in. Of course, there's more dissension between the North, which is kind of breaking my heart, I have to say. Not ready for this, guys. I hope this is a swerve. I want them to stay together. Next, we see Chris Bay. He goes and finds Moose backstage. He wants to go over strategy for their match tonight. Moose doesn't answer him. Chris Bay nudges him, and Moose shows him his fist and says, "These do the talking for me. Are you sure you want to talk?" Chris Bay says, "You should be nicer to me, especially since I'm going to be the champ on Saturday." Moose says, "I guess we'll talk after Saturday," and he leaves. Interesting. Next, this was so cool, you guys. We get a paid advertisement for All Elite Wrestling with Tony Khan and Tony Schiavone. Tony Khan has bought an ad to promote All Elite on Impact, really pumping the card for tomorrow night. He says that he hates how everything went down and he won't file any injunctions or breach a contract, but he invites Don Callis to join Kenny Omega tomorrow night on Dynamite. Tony Khan is really playing up the rumors with this partnership. He even alludes to buying Impact, possibly. They're just totally throwing shade Impact's way. Tony Schiavone says that he quit the business after one night in Impact. Tony Khan is, again, just pumping up the fact that they are better and that the Young Bucks are the best tag team in the world. He's going to be checking out some of the tag teams here. I really love this. I thought this was awesome to do. I like the shade being thrown. It was pretty fucking great, I have to say. And you know what? It is just such an exciting time in wrestling right now. And they just added to it. And I fucking love it. Next up was Brian Myers versus TJP. Again, another fast-paced start to the match. TJP looking impressive. He's doing some pretty nice submission work in the ring. He then does a handstand in the corner. And he's totally showing off at this point. And he turns it into a head scissors. He then goes for the Mamba Splash. Brian Myers is able to get his knees up and he rolls up TJP for a near fall. TJP with a knee bar, Brian Myers uses the ref to get the hold broken, and then he's able to deliver his vicious clothesline for the win. I just have to say here, TJP got robbed. TJP was in control of this match. He should have taken it, but I'm not surprised that the heel Brian Myers picked up the victory here. Next, we go backstage to Cody Deaner with Cousin Jake backstage. Cousin Jake says, "Are you ready?" Cody Deaner says he is. Cousin Jake says, "We've got this." Cody Deaner says, "It isn't we, it's me." Cousin Jake says, "Eric Young will have Joe Doring. At least let me have your back." Cody Deaner says, "Come out there, but no matter what happens, don't interfere." And Cousin Jake says, "Okay." Oh my God, this is going to be a beatdown. This is just going to be a beatdown. Up next, we see Rohit Raju giving TJP a hard time about his loss to Brian Myers. Also about how his plan with Crazy Steve didn't work last week. Rohit says, "The Defeat Rohit Challenge is open to anyone on Saturday at Final Resolution, except for you." TJP looks at him and he's like, "In your final Defeat Rohit Challenge, good luck." So there's something happening there. Next, we go to Eric Young with Joe Doring versus Cody Deaner and Cousin Jake. Cody Deaner is trying to bring it to Eric Young at the start. He's definitely fired up. Eric Young with a Death Valley driver for a near fall. Josh Matthews then says on commentary that Cody Deaner is beloved in Canada. I'm not so sure about that. I have to say that was kind of funny to me. Cody Deaner is screaming, "I'm not a nobody," throughout the match. Eric Young with a pile driver for the win. Eric Young and Joe Doring get in the ring to beat down Cody Deaner. Cousin Jake comes in. He gets taken out by Joe Doring. Rhino comes down with a lead pipe. Eric Young and Joe Doring retreat as Eric Young is holding Joe Doring back. So they are definitely still making waves here. And Rhino seems to be wanting to be the person to stop them, as we've seen in last few episodes. So this should be interesting going forward, what they're going to do with that. I can see a matchup with Rhino and Heath versus Joe Doring and Eric Young on the horizon. Next, we see Johnny Bravo and Tommy Dreamer backstage. Johnny Bravo tells Dreamer he should be in jail. Tommy Dreamer tells Johnny Bravo to worry about his health and says he's got this. Tommy Dreamer goes up to Larry D and he's like, "You should be locked up." Larry D says he was set up. Tommy Dreamer says he doesn't care. Larry D says at Final Resolution, "If you beat me, I go to jail. If I win, I walk free." Tommy Dreamer agrees, and Larry D's like, "You can give me my freedom in a wrestling match?" And Tommy Dreamer says he can do whatever he wants. Yeah, Tommy Dreamer lives in an imaginary world here. This is pretty interesting. He just make-believes all week, every week, and it's kind of interesting. I will say this as well, that there needs to be some sort of resolution with that Lawrence Larry D storyline, because it just doesn't make sense right now. Like, he's got no consequences. It's just, okay, you shot someone, whatever. No. So next we see Scott D'Amore backstage. Tommy Dreamer goes and meets up with him. Scott D'Amore says that he doesn't like wrestlers making matches. Tommy Dreamer says he's concerned about Omega and Don Callis being here. Scott D'Amore plays it off, says, "You're worried about the biggest star in the world here?" And Tommy Dreamer says he's worried about what this is going to do to the locker room. Scott D'Amore says it's a good thing. He's like, "Rally the locker room. Retweet. Sell some shirts." Tommy Dreamer leaves feeling unheard. I don't know if you could really take Tommy Dreamer as the voice of reason. So Yeah. I don't know. Next up was the Knockouts Tag Team Title Tournament match. It was Deonna Purrazzo and Kimberly versus Taya Valkyrie and Rosemary. Deonna Purrazzo starts off this match targeting Rosemary's arm. Kimberly then starts taking it to Taya Valkyrie. All four are trading shots in the ring. Taya Valkyrie and Kimberly keep punching each other while they're both in the splits. Like, Jesus. Deonna Purrazzo accidentally hits Kimberly. Rosemary drops Kimberly with the sits out for the win, and Rosemary and Taya Valkyrie advance in the tournament. Next, we see Tennille Dashwood and Caleb with a K. They find Alicia Edwards backstage. Tennille starts talking about creative ideas, and Alicia says she doesn't have time for this. Tennille's like, you don't have time for the influencer? Alicia Edwards says, if you were my real friends, you'd know my husband got his ass kicked 2 weeks ago. This, between you and I, cannot happen right now. Tennille and Caleb then are like, we're going to teach you a lesson. You're off the team. And Alicia's like, whatever, teach me a lesson later. And Tennille and Caleb are like, yeah, because we want to do it later. Oh, God, I don't care. I don't care about this at all. Next, we go to Deonna Purrazzo and Kimberly complaining about their loss backstage. Deonna finds Scott D'Amore and says, how am I supposed to handle everything? I've been dealing with Sue Young, you know, like, there's so much going on, and I'm supposed to prepare for this tag team tournament match. Scott D'Amore says, I didn't realize you're so busy. You can show everyone how great you are on Saturday when you defend the Knockouts title against Rosemary. Of course, Deonna is not happy about this at all. Next, we go to Sami Callihan in the ring. He says he's the highest rated Impact superstar. He's the best wrestler, the best on the mic. He says he's carried Impact since he came there. He says Impact needs Sami Callihan more than Sami Callihan needs Impact. He recalls the bad incident with Eddie Edwards. He says Eddie doesn't learn, and he decided to do it again for ratings. Alicia comes out, and Sami tells her, I'm not in the best mood. Listen, last time you came in the ring, you like got almost got pile drove by Eric Young. And trust me, Eric Young has better manners than me. If you step in this ring, I will break your neck. Wow. Alicia says, I didn't come here alone. Eddie Edwards then attacks Sami Callihan from behind. Eddie is able to get the bat. He says, let's do this again. And Sami Callihan retreats. So the bad blood between Eddie Edwards and Sami Callihan is definitely boiling over yet again. When these guys feud, they go all out, so look for that. Next, we see Eddie Edwards backstage, worked up with the bat. Alicia says, I helped you with your thing. Now you've got to help me with mine, and they leave. So let's go see what they're up to. Next up was our match between Chris Bay and Moose versus Impact Champion Rich Swann and Willie Mack. Chris Bay tags himself in right at the start. Lots of back and forth between Chris Bay and Rich Swann as well at the start. Willie Mack bringing the fight to Moose after the commercial break. Moose ends up grabbing Chris Bay, and he's like, get in here. That's his tag. He picks him up and throws him onto Willie Mack. Moose with some punches and some kicks to Willie Mack while he's yelling at Rich Swann. Moose tags himself in, and he yells at Chris Bay like they are not working well together. Willie Mack hits two stunners on Moose, and then he tags in Rich Swann. Rich Swann follows up with some kicks. Moose then hits a powerbomb. Rich Swann starts taking out both Moose and Chris Bay, and he tosses Chris Bay onto Moose. Moose hits the lights out spear to Willie Mack. He starts dropping shots. Rich Swann breaks it up to save Willie Mack, and he goes after Moose. Chris Bay is just there. Willie Mack is out, so he is able to pick up the pin on Willie Mack. All right. Then we go to Rich Swann. After the commercial break, he is being stopped by security. The security says he has to be on the list as the champ has the parking lot reserved. Rich Swann says he's the champ, and the security guard lets him know that it's Kenny Omega. Rich Swann is pissed. We then go to the footage that everybody's been waiting to see. Josh Matthews goes on the bus. He looks for Omega and Don Callis. They come out. Don Callis says that they're going to change the nameplate on Impact while they're doing this interview. Josh asks how long this has been in the works. Omega's like, you know, I know you're close with Moxley. You guys were on Tough Enough season one. Don Callis says, 27 years ago, I was trained by the Golden Sheik. That's Omega's uncle. I've looked after Omega like his uncle did for me. Part of the plan to be back in the business for me was for Kenny Omega. We're family and we change history. 3 years ago, I booked Kenny Omega versus Chris Jericho in New Japan. The match that supposedly birthed All Elite. So you're welcome for that. He's like, we're setting the course of history right. This is not a screw job. We make history. Josh Matthews says, does what happened in the match with Moxley tarnish your legacy? Don Callis is upset and he's like, what's wrong with you? Omega says, do you have a father figure? What if someone put their hands on your father? Everyone wanted me to be the champ because I'm the best part of all the best matches. Why am I here? Because we can. He then says as a child, he was a comic book collector, but he had to quit because he could never get the coveted comic that is worth the most. He says, but now I've got a new hobby. And as long as I have the All Elite title, I can have fun in my spare time. Maybe I'll pick up some titles here. I'm going to collect those. Don Callis and Kenny Omega say they've got a big announcement tomorrow night on All Elite Dynamite and that the Lex Express has nothing on them. Don Callis then tells Josh Matthews to go back to Stanford, yet another shot at the WWE. And that, my friends, ends the episode. I thought, given all the extra eyes on this product this evening, that this was a really good, solid show. It was a really good showing of what Impact has to offer. Yeah, I'm really stoked for Dynamite now. I already am every week, but this just makes it that much better, I have to say. So excited. I think this partnership between Impact and All Elite is going to do some revolutionary things here in the wrestling business, and I am all for it. Now, Final Resolution is taking place this Saturday on Impact Plus. I will be doing that review for you guys and bringing it to you. So check out that podcast when it drops. Thank you for supporting all of our shows on Cheap Heat and Cheap Pops. We definitely appreciate all the support and the love that we've been getting. I'm on Facebook. I'm Sunny Salem. You guys know where to find me. Also, my depression and anxiety page, Life in a Sun Shower, is on there. Check that out as well. I want to wish you guys a great rest of the week. Take care of one another. Be good to one another. And just remember, it's all one love.